Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Tonight, we are looking at the alleged abduction and murder of opposition CCC activist Tapfumane Masaya, whose mutilated and decomposed body was found in Cleveland, Harare, yesterday. Masaya was kidnapped by alleged intelligence agents and ZANU-PF supporters on Saturday while campaigning for a parliamentary by-election in Mavugu. We will also talk about the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, expelling 18 CCC legislators today, despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu. But first, let us take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. Eilat, the southernmost town in Israel, became one of the main hubs for evacuees from areas under rocket barrage from Gaza since the October 7 attacks. Now, the town has become the target of drone and missile attacks, VOA's Natasha Mokovaya reports.
When sirens warn of a rocket attack, residents of Eilat in southern Israel have about 30 seconds to get a shelter. But before a drone crashed into a school last week, there was no siren, just a whirring noise followed by an explosion. Twelve-year-old Gal Harari says most students had already left the building, with about 40 inside for after-school activities.
We were preparing in the past few days. We had a lot of drills, so the students knew what to do. We were lucky that nobody got hurt. It was a real miracle.
The drone, which Israel Defense Forces say came from Syria, damaged the building. There were no injuries.
The Israeli resort city of Eilat was supposed to become a safe shelter for over 60,000 people evacuated from towns and villages in southern Israel that were under rocket attacks from Gaza. Yet this city became target for ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels from Yemen and also drones launched from Syria. One of those drones crashed into the elementary school building right behind me.
Gal's mother, Sharon Harari, says she used to tell her daughter the school is the safest place because their family home doesn't have a shelter.
I really thought it was the safest place and that the girls need to go to the routine of studies alongside the war and continue their lives. But unfortunately, it didn't happen because there was no siren and no alert. And if this happened, anything could happen.
She says the conflict is taking its toll on the children.
Even when the kid is not physically hurt, he is psychologically hurt. And the kids here, of all ages, are scared. They don't sleep at night. They're afraid to go to the restroom by themselves. They're not going to play outside. Even though it looks pastoral with the sea and everything, it's all very pretty, and we are trying hard. But we are scared, and if this happened, anything could happen.
Last week, the Israel Defense Forces said its long-range Arrow air defense system intercepted a surface-to-surface missile over the Red Sea, launched toward Eilat. The IDF did not say who was behind the missile, although Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels claimed firing ballistic missiles toward southern Israel. Darim Ray's family is among the survivors of the October 7 attack on kibbutz near Oz by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization. One-fourth of the community of 400 were among the victims. At least 20 people were killed and more than 70 kidnapped. She says Hamas was inside her family's home, but couldn't break into the fortified room where she, her husband, and their three kids were hiding, holding the door for 8 hours. The family evacuated to Eilat, which now is being targeted. For the surviving Near Oz members, it will be years before they can return to their kibbutz if they decide to.
There is a plan that we go together to some place with buildings that it's very different from our lives, just for 2 or 3 years, and in the end we're supposed to come back to the kibbutz after they will fix everything and make it renew. I don't know if I come back. Actually, I want to say that I don't come back because my kids are very scared. And also, me and us, my husband, we promise them all of their life, don't be scared. The soldiers is here. They work here very hard for us and they will never let something happen.
On October 7th, she says, nobody came. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Eilat, Israel.
Thanks, Natasha, for that report. Back to our main topic, the United States Embassy in Zimbabwe issued a statement today condemning the murder of CCC activist Tapumane Masia, saying the United States is alarmed by the reported abduction and death of an opposition campaign worker in Zimbabwe. We call for a full investigation by the local authorities, peaceful preparations for the December by-election, and an end to political violence. Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and Southern African Human Rights Defenders Network also issued a joint statement saying the Zimbabwean authorities must immediately address the escalating cases of abductions, arbitrary detention, torture, and killing of parliament members, opposition political activists, and human rights defenders. This is a somber air atmosphere engulfed the Mapuku Tafara community today following yesterday's grisly discovery of the decomposed body of Masia, a respected member of the community and bishop who was abducted on Saturday while conducting a door-to-door campaign for his party candidate in the December 9 parliamentary by-elections, Munyaradzi Fabian Kufa Akutizi. CCC officials say Masia, a church leader in Mapuku Tafara, was killed with sharp weapons, likely machetes, judging from the deep cuts discovered all over his body. Munyaradzi Fabian Kufa Akutizi, the Mapuku Tafara candidate in the December 9 by-election, who was recalled by self-proclaimed CCC Interim Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu, says the community is in shock.
Some people are heartless. Unoraya munhu nge huku kubata kunoponda. Bosise mwana ataita ndifunga kuti munhu ye paakanopambwa ndifunga kuti akatora kana ma hours. I think vakato muuraya within the 5 hours anenge wanga apedza na. Bosite yanga ari even the report yandakanzwa chanjera vakadzika vakabata mabemba. Vanhu vakaine mabharasi kune mabemba. Bosi vakachekwa chekwa miri vese. So some people are so heartless and they're going to put this in kuti chichiri kuitika kuti ingawe nyika here yekuti ngaurayirana nenyaya yepostion.
Mourners have gathered in Mapuku to stand with the family of the late pastor, with CCC activists vowing to continue the fight for democracy. Activist Mambokazi Fumokazi says they will not be intimidated.
Apa tukona tuku election kwa tukuenda. Election izere kuchishidzirana. Kana inini izvo sokutotara kwa ndirikuita pano, ndikutonzwa kutya. Nekuti tinoramba tichingoti tisharohwa, tichatorwa. Mune kuchishidzirana kuda kudzorana nomashure. Ashandiroza ndechekuti vangatore havo inini. Asi muno mabhuku election yatapfuura. President wedu vachamisa vakaona 20,000 something votes.
In other news, Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda expelled 18 CCC legislators today despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu. The ousted lawmakers include 5 senators and 13 members of the National Assembly. One of them is CCC Chief Whip Amos Chibaya, who spoke to Studio 7.
I'm a traveling speaker. I could call my members a CCC. I'm still going to be rich in us. I'm going to court the application in the dict. yokumisa speaker kuti vasarikola ma MPs kauti ningo zveparliament zveTPC chikonzero chiri chokuti nyaya yedu iri pakati pematare edzimoswa yekuona kuti atakakukwidza kuti anonzi changu kuTPC atidi atimuzivi saka inda diktangari kuti iyo vanofanira kumisa speaker Senate ipresent kuti muchazoita ma recalls kana nyaya yapera kupi kudare reparliament kudare record
kwa record wavanhu vangani
sanhu vangani zve vari kulo mune chino assembly
13
ukairi fusendeni kana pane vasara muri kuona kunge kusarudza kurikola vanhu vari kusarudza sei
I think regarding sonography clear so that munyatso capture zvanaka. What happened today?
That was the recalled opposition TPC chief whip Amos Chibaya. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. For now, we are joined by our guest, Moses Langa, the ZANU-PF Youth Chairman for Matabeleland mm-hmm. South, Pasho Raphael Sbanda, the recalled opposition TPC MP for Cowdery Park, and now a parliamentary candidate, and also hoping to have Mr. Kalipani Pugini as well. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Ubushungu imadolo nzima ngubi obeli zwendelele Zimbabwe sikhokelwa ngobhinya inyamazana okokuthi sokubulalisa ukuthi ikala lohulumende so inhliziyo zethu ibuhlungu imoya yesiphansi sasila ntokozo sasila vuyo ngesehlakalo sokuthi ubishop kafumaneyi ayethola esebhubhile on account of politics. So ubuhlungu sibili asinantokozo asinavulo ikhe ngakusho
ye ngiyabonga siyakwamukela kuhlelo Moses laphana uyamuzwa laphana uhle wangena ngokuthi hayi lina abebandla elikhokhelayo yini elilesandla laphana ukubona njani wena laphana
ukanzima ukubana nxa umuntu evele ecabanga ukuthi ibandla lethu leZANU-PF libandla elilwayo elilodlame and I know our president Dr. Edwin Nangawa is always pretty peace and as ama-leaders abontanga around the country we are practicing peace. The issue of violence or anything that might be done elizweni leZimbabwe amaphoyisa wona vele sathembileyo ayevele andileyo and ngiyakwazi vele perpetrators of violence now kuvele khona ezabanje azabanje and I know that doesn't add on peace.
Ye ngiyabonga Moses ye pastor sibuyele kuwe laphana Sibone amanye omunye wenu njalo ungazore hlangana lodubo olufanayo nje kusikhathi esedluleyo kodwa kwaba kuhle ukuthi akasafanga njengebandla kuyini elikhayelela ukuthi libe likwenza ukuthi livikele amanye amalunga enu.
Ngiyabonga umbuzo omuhle kodwa ngifisa ukuthi abantu bakithi bekuzwisise ukuthi ukuthunjwa kwabantu ukuthotshwa kwabantu esilwa nabo laba kupolitika abakuqalanga lo nyaka uzakhumbula ukuthi ngama-80 saba le-Dikurahuli uzakhumbula ukuthi ngo-2008 saba le-violence eyiphuma ukuthi long sleeve short sleeve uzakhumbula njalo ukuthi mina lo mphasho uRafael wakusibanda ukhumbu ekhulumayo ngo-2019 my house was raided county party ubaba wangabhyanswa wathiwa emangcwabeni elifeze laba nama-abductions amaningi so the pattern is the same and okubuhlungu ukuthi abantu abathumba abantu siyabazi sibabona laphana kodwa lababusha ukuthi thina senzani njenge-citizens coalition for change laba abantu babathagisanga i-CPC kuphela kodwa laba abantu bathagise amazimbabwe why sithi bathagise amazimbabwe lo mfo wethu osishiyileyo emavuku ubishop Tafumaneni ufe ngemva kokubana kulontshwe icampaign e-by-election which came as a result of i-illegal recall eyabangelwayo okungekho emthethweni so this is an attack not only to our party but to the general public ukuthi kungani sekusesabisa ukuthi abantu benzele enkundleni kanyintisana so in my view uma ngingakubeka ngesikhiwa sesiphendukile kwisikhathi sombhuqazwe eGikurahuli ukuthi kwakusesabisa ukuphikisana leli lilahle so kungumlando kithi osopolitika kakhulukazi esikuthi kune-coalition for change ekhokhelwa ngu-advocate Nelson Tsamisa nakumazimbabwezi wonke abona kufanele ukuthi siphume embusweni lowezanu uyinotho wamlalilizwe wathiya abantu bakithi ngonalokhu.
Ye ngiyabonga laphana Moses coming back to you siyamuza laphana esithi yena hathi kukhanya ngani sekusiba nzima elizweni ukuthi kube la baba le mibono ephikisana lebandla elibusayo wena ukubona njani laphana kanye lokuthi nje uphendule akuthileyo ubona njani?
One thing omele sinanzele thina njengabatha njengabantu engikwazi baqeqeshile bahambe isikole kubana i-Zanu-PF government has managed to hold elections since 1980 bethatha uzivuse after ngemva kokuncindezelwa ngabamhlophe laba kubana singazivusi thina njengabantu abangisundu and akuzali kuthiwe ama-opposition parties ayablokwa to contest any election and whether they form whatever happens Zanu-PF government is always allow open space for people to campaign freely and do whatever they want bona this space in Zimbabwe was Zimbabwe for all. And the government in Zimbabwe, you know, it always said, peace begins with me, peace begins with all of us. And for him to include issues to do, to go around anything, it's above board because I know there's a reconciliation commission which is doing that. So I cannot comment further on that one because those allegations that he has and I can't comment on them.
Yes, siyabonga Moses. Pasha laphana sike sezwa when ukhuluma laphana you also mentioned recalls and we understand there are 18 people from your party that have been recalled today. How do you view this?
This is an attack on democracy. Where else in the world have we ever seen democratically elected MPs being dismissed through elections? Sikhishwa ngenwadi eyomuntu ozithi yena uyilunga le-Citizens Coalition for Change ingamazi engaziwa ngabantu. Lokho kutshengisa ukuthi eZimbabwe ama-institutions kawahlonitshwa. Kutshengisa ukuthi iPhalamende kayihlonitshwa. kutengisa ukuthi i-justice system kayikho, kutengisa ukuthi i-democracy kayikho, because I can find you in this platform. Where else in the world have you ever seen abantu abakhitshwe parliament behlale ema-jail? Where else have you ever seen ama-councillors akhitshwe ekhanselini behlale ema-jail? Lokho ngiyakuvelela ngephika. Izanu PF usifuna ukuthi elizweleni kungabi kusaba leliye ibandla eliphiswayo, kumbe kungabi kusaba nabanye abantu ababuya nembono ethiyileyo. So if you repeat, this is the modernized Bufraouli. This is the modernized attack on democracy to the people of Zimbabwe. It's painful. Now, some of the members of the government, if ZANU-PF government is going to spend $5 million on a by-election, why would they spend $5 million on a by-election as they get out of the land in Waco Ifile? Kungelanto esebenzayo, amatisha ehola imali engadengiyo lamasosi, kodwa bafuna ukuthi befund i-by-election. It shows ukuthi uhulumende ethilayo akaqakathekisi impilo zabantu, uphatha abantu beZimbabwe yethu. So yibuhlungu ngoba imali yama-taxpayers, imali yabantu esetshenzwa eZimbabwe iyabe lokhu isetshenziswa kuma-election, ngoba sonke siyazi ukuthi ama-records lawa vele kaana muntu wakungamelanga ale khona. Yinto engakutsho mayelana ngendaba yama-records ngizwile ukuthi namuhla imposter attempted to recall a further 13 members of parliament, loba nje sizama ukuthi sikumise emakhothi, kodwa akumelanga vele kude kuze ufike khona.
Ye, ngiyabonga laphana. Kodwa ungakayikhathana laphana, uthe abebandla leZANU PF yibo abayenza lokhu, kodwa bona ngaphambilini nje bake bakuyala besithi ngokwamdeni besithi indaba yomdeni lapho leyi ebandla le-TCC. Ungafuna ukuthi usichazisele yini lapho? Besike sazama ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni uthi la ebephakathi lapha, asazi ukuthi sizakwenelisa ukuthi simbambe na, kodwa okwakhathesi ungasichazisela ukuthi kungaba indaba yomdeni yini kumbe hatshi lokho kulesandla esiphakathi?
Ngiyabonga. Asingeke sithi ngiyangikhaya kumbeni yomdeni. Ngani ngoba ubaba womuzi webandla le-TCC wathugenoson Tlamisa ukubeka uphumele egcekeni njengamadela embuzi ukuthi lo muntu ozithi ngu-S G ozithi ngunobhala jikelele we-TCC kasimali. Not only that, okwesibili ebandleni le-Citizens Coalition for Change esalisungula ngomnyaka owedlulileyo kasila sikhundla okuthiwa ngu-Secretary General, kasila nto enjalo. Kufanana nokuthi umuntu abuye esithi yena ungu-form 6 e-primary school, akasila sikhundla esinjalo. Saziwa yilabo abavumela ukuthi ama-records angikhona abe khona. Yikho libona ukuthi uspeaker wayesithi yena owakho umsebenzi uyamukela ingwadibala kuphela, kodwa sonke siyazi ukuthi uspeaker lilunga lebandla leZANU PF. Yikho ke lapho esiphoxana nabo khona thina ukuthi siyalicela thina ukuthi kowethu umuzi ngasila sikhundla esinje, kodwa linalithi umuntu olesikhundla esinje uvela kweleni bani. So if only Zimbabwe where mediocre, where craziness is allowed to take place at the expense of taxpayers' money, and we can't and we will not allow that.
Ngiyabonga. Ye, sesenelisa ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni. Khaliphani Phugeni is the spokesperson for Sengezo Tshabangu, who is the self-proclaimed Secretary General for TCC. Baba Phugeni, siyalambulela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfanele.
Ye, uthe ungena lapha kuhlelo, uPhasho bekhuluma lapha esithi hatshi ubona abavumelani la likwenzayo, ngoba uthi yena kuyafana nje lokuthi umntwana ukuthi esikolo se-primary kube lo muntu ongena lapha nesithi yena uyenza u-form 6, uthi hatshi isikhundla esithwanye sika baba uChabangu asikho laphana kubandla njalo siyabona lapho ukuthi namhlanje kulabanye abantu abayi 18 eliba xotshisileyo laphana ungenelisa ukuthi ungene laphana sichazele ukuthi are you going to continue with these recalls or this is the end of it where are we going
manje umsakazi njengoba le nkinga uyakhumbula last time yilana ngakutshela ukuthi mina ngithunyiwe ngihlale kuma-meetings angithini kodwa ngathunywa with a street word lokuthi hhayi nalokhu ebethu ngizithi mina hhayi ungabo ngizipresenta kulawo ma-platforms manje njengoba ngingena uyatsho futhi ukuthi ozithi so kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngimmele nethile ukuthi nabebemthothoza ngaleyo ndlela hhayi ningabi yi-part of it akafuni ukuthi ngimele so kuzoba nzima-ke ukuthi ngimele ngiphendule yonke le mbuzo ngoba ngingena nje ngingena ngokuthi ukuthi ngikhulumela umnumzana uChabangu ozithi ungu-S G and yena uthi hhayi wahamba enkantolo besithi akuyena u-S G inkantolo yasuke yachitha so kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngiqhubeke ma abantu bembonisa ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi bona sebethetha isangoti kanti kubele ukuthi ngabe banyisala
ye ngiyakuzwa laphana baba Phukeni sikhangele udaba oluphume namhlanje e-High Court lapha bathi khona benelisa ukuthi bamise ukuxotshwa kwamalunga e-CCC kutshoni khonokho kusikhundla sikababa uChabangu
angikwazi phela msakazi ngiyafisa ukuyithenda yonke le mbuzo kodwa kumele ulungise phela ngoba anti njengoba usenza kanje lokhu kuyaphuma ebulenjini namhlanje kusuku kuzobe kulalele khona lokhu bakuChabangu bese ngathi mina sengisenzokwami kanti vele into engiyenzayo yona eyami anti ngithunyiwe ma umntwana ethunyiwe uyatshelwa umntwana ukuthi hamba kuzohamba kunje kunje kungayenza kanje hhayi wena wenze kanje 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 so kuzoba nzima sibili ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngenkulumo malithi olimbiza ngokuthi ozibiza ethu ngoba mina uzothi manje sibethi kunabe ngitheni kuye bengithe ma bengithothoza ngaleyo ndlela hhayi ungazi ungangikhulumeli angifuni ukuba yi-part of it bese ngisithini
hhayi siyabonga baba Phukeni coming back to you Moses you heard the pastor speaking about the recalls your reaction to his comments
I wish I was number one the spokesperson of the party or parliament but I live in Canada so but then I wish on in Cheyo and I think it's our voice I think I see them but you look at my day you get out of corner in a month or a super and I'm in Canada but I'm going to prove it as a super so I'm not sure the comment on it njengasengikuziqinela kwami njengomoses langa ayikhona njengomnezi wabakha ehlelo kumasawu ngiyangikhuma njengomoses langa ukuthi bona bazenzile bazenzane ukuthi ihlaba yimi engingathi nabami ngingathi kunzima for me to comment ukuthona ngi-right or wrong with record to take place in parliament ikubona kwabo but sengivuyela ekuthini yena uthi yena i-government i-prioritize ama-biologies no government
Ngiyabonga. Sorry gentlemen, we are out of time and thank you all for joining us. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.